Give your employees or team members the gift of working one-on-one with me through my Tailored For You coaching, cultivation, and counseling services. Gift cards are available for your next incentive to show your appreciation for a job well done or for special occasion giving. For more information, just contact me by using the Tailored For You tab at the top of this page. Everyone, well, the great debate is upon us. And no, I'm not talking about the presidential debates. I'm talking about the debate that is a relatively new phenomenon that pops up this time every year to say or not to say Merry Christmas. Growing up, our Christmas tradition would begin on Christmas Eve as my mother and father would load my sister and I into the car to head down to my Grandma and Pap Vitale's. We always arrived early, allowing my grandmother and grandfather to spend some time just with the grandkids, and before the house quickly filled up with 40 to 50 attendees, beaming with holiday joy. My sister and I dressed in our special Christmas outfits, and after receiving our gifts from Grandma and Pap, would later on sit down to a seven-fish dinner prepared by my grandmother, by my grandfather, and my uncle. A homemade Christmas tradition. Later on, my sister and I would get into our special Christmas pajamas, and our hearts would start to beat with anticipation for the arrival of Santa Claus. But the fellowship and celebration at my grandparents' house was far from over. For when the clock struck midnight, the seafood was cleared away and the Italian feast was brought out. Meatballs and sausage and pastas of all sorts. A second meal to mark the very first minutes of Jesus' birthday. Well, leaving my grandparents at 2 or 3 in the morning didn't stop my sister and I from waking up at 6 in the morning to see what treasures Santa had brought us. Later in the day, we would attend Mass, then head to my Aunt Mary and Uncle Jip's for dinner, and then head to my mother's Irish side of the family to finish off our Christmas time tradition. So it's no wonder during this time of year, when you pass me on the street, I'm going to wish you a Merry Christmas. Early on, we're taught not to judge a book by its cover because there are so many wondrous things out there for us to learn about. So when we wish someone or someone wishes to us a happy, a merry, or a wishing you a wonderful type salutation, based on their traditions, their frame of reference, may we understand and appreciate that it's a brief glimpse beyond the cover of the human being standing before us, and an opportunity to glance at a frame of reference other than our own. So I hope you're willing to share a little bit of yourself with those you come into contact with by wishing them a happy, merry, a wonderful, whatever it may be, not only during the holiday season here, but throughout the year. And on the flip side, I hope you'll be curiously tolerant when someone shares a happy, merry, or wonderful salutation indicating their culture or religious tradition with you. Because at the end of the day, no matter who you are, no matter what you bring to the table, you're a gift. And gifts are meant to be given. I hope today and every day that you'll give the gift of yourself to the world that surrounds you. And I pray that you'll be receptive to the gifts that others give to you. So a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all the Your Gift listeners. Thank you for your continued support. Hey, if you like today's message, I hope you'll share it or share your comments over on my Facebook page at Jerry Vitale Platform Speaker. Thanks again for listening, and never forget, you're a gift. Happy days. Thank you.